spreading the blues all over the world. From the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas, on historic Route 66, Legends 98.9 and Route 66 Media present Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Now standing by to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
How do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? Well, a big hi and greetings to you. Welcome into Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Oh, do we have a show for you today. In that big old bucket of blues, to get spins in segment one. Oh, online is Coco Taylor, Steve Cropper, Eric Gales, the Misty Blues Band. Oh, and Robert Johnson's Crossroads, the original version, by the way, is our then and now song. Oh, with a 14-year-old Australian kid on the now track. Don't miss that one. And there's an Uncle Buck story on how the planets were all lined up that went along with my choosing of today's feature artist. That story later. But let's stop yakking and start tracking and bring on the Allman Brothers to get things kicked off. A remastered recording, by the way, recorded at the Beacon Theater back in 2009. The Allman Brothers Band and Dreams. Right down in front of me.
ourselves together. Put on a new face and climb down off the hilltop now, baby, and get on back in the race. Lord, find a mother, long dreams are never seen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Help me,
I mentioned a moment ago that the planets just had to be lined up when I was trying to decide who was going to be the featured artist for this week's show. So with that said, folks, it's Uncle Buck's story time, which begins on Friday, November the 8th, 2024, and in picking up my mail, I noticed that I had received a catalog from a company entitled 32 Bar Blues that I order from time to time. In each issue of 32 Bar Blues catalog, there's also some articles about blues and jazz artists. Saturday morning, I got around to reading the magazine and noticed an article in there about a legendary rock and blues group, Little Feat. A couple of hours later, I was going through my emails and noticed that the Grammy nominations for 2025 had been released. And lo and behold, in the category of Best Traditional Blues Album, Little Feat's album Sam's Place was nominated. And with all of that said, something told me that maybe Little Feat ought to be the featured artist this week on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Checking it out, oh, what an album it is. It's an all-blues album. Legendary drummer Sam Clayton does vocals on the album for the first time in Little Feat's 55-year history, also including 30 albums. So along with Sam Clayton, one of the tracks we're going to feature is a duet with Bonnie Raitt. But here's our featured artist of the week, Little Feat, a Muddy Waters tune entitled I Got My Mojo Working.
Oh, anyone giving me advice. I got a gypsy woman giving me advice. I got a whole lot of tricks, but I'm keeping them on ice.
Featured artist Little Pete's gonna be back in segment two with another great song from their Grammy-nominated album Of Sam's Place, as promised, a duet with Bonnie Raitt. But it's time for a double dose of the blues. Coco Taylor's gonna kick it off, followed by Steve Cropper in the Midnight Hour. That, by the way, is from another 2025 Grammy-nominated album. The song is Too Much Stress. But here's Coco Taylor, and time will tell.
Cigarette ashes and that old empty glass, they seem to remind me that it's over. His pardon kisses brought tears to my eyes. Was it good night? Was it good night? Or was it goodbye? And oh,
only time his conversation was almost the same. But still I could tell something was wrong. His feeling is changed. I lifted those ashtrays, his glass put away. Straighten my sofa and all those marks I'll erase. But will I ever erase from my mind? Always look at me.
Hey everybody, this is Orphan John of Orphan John the Abandoned, and I found a home at Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Check them out weekly Saturday 8 p.m. and noon Sundays, Central Time.
Where was that, John?
UncleBeesUC.com. Woo! I'm sorry.
Too much stress, whoa, too much stress.
then and now song goes from one end of the blues spectrum to the other, taking care of the then portion, none other than Robert Johnson and his 1936 recording of Crossroads, one of the most covered blues songs of all time. Song was actually recorded in the Gunter Hotel, room 144 in San Antonio, Texas, back in 1936. So here, taking care of the then portion of our then and now feature, legendary Robert Johnson in Crossroads. Original 1936 recording, Robert Johnson's Crossroads, taking care of the then portion of Then and Now. Oh, and wait till you hear in segment two, 14-year-old Taj Farhat laying down the now track. It's time, though, to put the needle in the grooves for a double dose of the blues. Kicking it off's gonna be Eric Gales, followed up by the Misty Blues Band, featuring Gina Coleman and 900 Miles. But kicking off this double dose, let's bring on Eric Gales. His song is Gypsy. I went to see her the next day.
she had vanished. She was nowhere inside. Maybe she'll come back when the summer's gone. Maybe I'll just leave here and I'll be moving on. Maybe sometime, if it's meant to be, she'll come back to me. The stars in the sky, I'm making a wish that she'll be stopping by. I know I'll get her in my sight, and we'll be together someday tonight.
Hey, this is Sue Foley, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
You want to sing that with me?
UncleBUC.com.
Got it. Thank you, love.
Walking down those railroad tracks, I got tears in my eyes, trying to read a letter from my home. If this rain runs me right, I'll be home by tomorrow night. 'Cause there's 900 miles from my home, and I hate whistle blow. In that train I ride on is 100 coaches long, and I hear that whistle blow. In that train and I'm 900 miles from my home. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow.
Thank you. Thank you.
The time has rolled around to take a little pause for the cause here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. If you're listening to the 8 o'clock on Saturday and noon Sunday Central Standard Time show, we're going to slip a little blues news in on you. By the way, if you're listening to the podcast each week or an archive show on UncleBUC.com, you can always pick up blues news right there on UncleBUC.com each week. Oh, don't you run away, though. Coming up in segment two, it's going to be kicked off by my favorite Texas picker, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Our featured artist, Little Feet's going to be back with that promised duet with Bonnie Raitt. Bobby Rush is on board, J.D. Simo, another Grammy nominee, Shamika Copeland, and a legendary track from the one and only Buddy Guy. It's all coming up on segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughan, and I wanted to tell you I'm a big fan of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. I'm listening all the time, and you can go and check it out on UncleBUC.com.
You want to sing it together with me?
UncleBUC.com.
Thank you.
catapulting us into segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Stevie Ray Vaughan, a great cover of Freddie King's instrumental of Hideaway. Doesn't get much better than that, folks. Our featured artist is known as a band's band. I'm talking about Little Feat. In the beginning, known as a West Coast rock band, 30 albums to their credit, covering bits of every genre known in the music world, from West Coast rock, Gulf Coast boogie, blues, funk, and country. Sam's Place, their 2024 album release, is their first all-blues album. And oh, what a blues album it is. Just happens to be the first studio album that they have done in the last 12 years. Features the voice of Sam Clayton, their drummer, delivering a great growly blues offering on the vocals. One of the headlines on the 2025 Grammy-nominated albums, Sam's Place, is a duet with the one and only Bonnie Raitt. So let's get into that track, Little Feat, featuring the blues duo with Little Feat's Sam Clayton and the one and only Bonnie Raitt. It's another Muddy Waters song, Long Distant Call.
Say you love me, darling. Please call me on the phone sometime. You say you love me, darling. Please call me on the phone sometime. When I hear your voice, my worried mind.
One of these days, baby, I'm gonna show you just how nice a woman can be. My telephone keep ringing, sound like a long distance call. Hear my telephone keep ringing. Telephone keep ringing. Don't you know it's a long distance call?
When I picked up the receiver, the voice said, that's another mule.
You've been kicking in your stall.
The article in 32 Bar Blues says that Little Feat co-founder Bill Payne lights up the keyboards and Scott Sherrard laid down some wicked guitar work. I have to agree on that. We try to do our best here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues of having a pretty good balance of some old school blues and some of the new blues that just comes out from time to time. Here's a double shot of some 2024 releases. Bobby Rush is going to kick it off, followed up by J.D. Simo, teamed up with Luther Dickinson. Their song is Lonesome Road. But here's the legendary 90-something-year-old Bobby Rush. His song is Cut Me In.
Don't you start minute talking, 'cause I might tell where you been. Oh, don't you start minute talking, 'cause I might tell where you been. You gonna have to cut it out, little girl. Either you gonna have to cut me in. Jack gave his wife $100 bill to go to the grocery store. She got in a car, drove straight to her boyfriend's door. They got in a fight, he blocking her eye. When she got back home, you know she told her husband a lie. So don't you start me to talking, 'cause I might tell where you been. Cut it out, little girl. Either you gonna have to cut me in. Getting up in the morning, and I'm going down to Fannie Mae's, and I'm gonna tell her what I heard her boyfriend say. He'd been meeting a woman out in the dark, somewhere out in the park, and giving her all his money and telling his wife that he got robbed. So don't you start me to talking, 'cause I might tell where you been. Oh, you gonna have to cut it out, little girl. Either you gonna have to cut me in. When I was checking out, guess who was checking in? Yes, I saw you, girl, but you didn't see me. And what you did to him, girl, I sure do wish you were me. So don't you start me to talking, 'cause I might tell where you been. Oh, you got to cut it out, little girl. Either you gonna have to cut me in. Don't you start me to talking, 'cause I might tell where you been. Cut it out or cut me in.
Hi, This is Gina Coleman from Misty Blues, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Uncle BC.com. That's right.
Now
last song this week, as I mentioned up in segment one, is probably the most covered blues song out there. And the then version, of course, was done by none other than Robert Johnson. But oh, what a treat we have coming up to take care of the now version. A 14-year-old guitar prodigy from Australia, Taj Farhat. And without further ado, open both ears up on this one, folks. Taj Farhat, taking care of the now track of Crossroads. That young man, Taj Farhat, taking care of the now track on Then and Now of Robert Johnson's Crossroads. Looking down in that big old bucket of blues we brought with us today, looks like we have two more in there. So I'll proclaim it's time for two more before we go. Kicking it off is gonna be Shamika Copeland, followed up by some vintage Buddy Guy. His song is My Time After a While. But here's Shamika Copeland kicking off this two-mo before we go. Title track from her 2025 Grammy-nominated album, Blame It on E.
Yeah! Hey, this is Albert Cummings. You're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBuck.com. Thanks for listening.
puts a wrap on this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. If you like what you heard, hey, how about telling a friend about it? Well, they can go to show number 248 on the Uncle Buck Plays the Blues podcast and on UncleBUC.com with over 100 shows that are archived by featured artist and number. By the way, I would appreciate a like and a follow on our Facebook and Instagram accounts. If you haven't done so, please do so. I'm going to be back next week with another big old bucket of blues. But in the meantime, Uncle Buck here saying, I hope all your blues will be on a turntable going round and round.
The lid is on another bucket of great blues, but you can join us each weekend at 8 p.m. Saturday with an encore performance at noon on Sunday here on Legends Radio Network for Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.